Just would like to read one stanza on the gospel sheet before we pray. The gospel of thy grace my stubborn heart hath won. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever will believe shall everlasting life receive. Shall we pray? Our loving God and our Father, we thank thee this afternoon for thy great love. We thank thee, blessed Savior, that we have had thy word open in this last meeting. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou art the Savior of sinners. We pray for sinners in this room this afternoon, those that have never received thee as their personal Savior. We pray as we open thy word together this afternoon that thou wilt give help by thy Spirit. Be nothing said that would hinder the gospel going forth. The Spirit might be led this afternoon, and souls might be saved. For thy honor and for thy glory, we ask these things, we give thee thanks. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The gospel really has been preached already. We've had the joy of hearing the gospel twice already. Night before last was faithfully given forth. Last night was faithfully given forth. And we had the gospel already today in this last meeting. I thought of this hymn, The Stubborn Heart. Oh, the heart of man, the heart of boys and girls is stubborn. Willful because of sin, but God loves you and God loves me. Oh, isn't it wonderful, the love of God? I'm going to tell you a little story. But before I tell you a story, I want to read one scripture. And this scripture has been read before. But when I was asked to give the gospel, I called on the name of the Lord to help me, to guide me, and to lead me and direct me. And this is the verse in Job 33 that came to my soul. And it's the verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not, or discerneth, or understandeth. This story is about two boys, about the age of you boys in the front on this side. And it happened in the Midwest in the 40s, a long time ago, on a farm in the midsummer. They'd cut the grain with a binder and they put these bundles and little bundles all together, eight of them and one on top, to be waited until a threshing crew came through to thresh the grain out of that bundle. And so when they came to this farm, there were two boys there, and this machine was started up. The bundles were thrown into the machine. The straw went out the back end in a pile. The oats went in a wagon on the side. Usually the sun was shining brightly. That day, these boys were out there having fun, as boys like to do. They were running up and down the straw pile, rejoicing, rejoicing, happy, until one fell into a hole in that straw pile. How do I know this story? I was that boy. Dad had warned me. He said, don't go up into that straw pile. I was a disobedient boy. And I had along with me a boy that was a couple years younger. And oh, we were having fun. But I went down and had a hole over my head. The straw was coming in, was covering the hole up. What do you think I did? I cried for help. All of a sudden, I saw a hand come down through that hole. What do you think I did? I said, no, I don't want it. I grabbed that hand as quick as I could, and I was pulled out to safety. Oh, the love of God. The mercies of God. I didn't deserve it. I was disobedient. I disobeyed. That's God's love. I deserve to die, be punished for my sin. I could have pulled that boy in, and the straw would have covered it up, so they would have never known where we were at for probably quite a while. But oh, God was watching this boy. I heard the gospel before, and that's why I'm concerned about you, dear ones, your young ones, you older ones. You've heard the gospel. God speaks once. Yea, twice. I didn't listen. We were going to school. We came home. We had to walk a mile and a quarter to get home one night. I opened the door, called my parents. There was the dishes on the table. There were some overalls and shirts on the chairs. What do you think I thought? The Lord has come. I knew it. I knew the gospel. I knew that the Lord could come any moment. But I put it off. God warned me twice. Oh, the love of God. And it was shortly after, in the middle of the night, in the blackness of night, for we were in the farm, there was no lights, it was dark. I cried unto God and I told him I was a sinner. I needed a Savior. Do you think he heard me? Yes, he did. And I stand here, redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Are you saved tonight, this afternoon? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Has he spoken to you? I'm sure he has. Oh, I deserve to be punished forever with the devil and his angels. But oh, God's love. God's love was poured out to me. Oh, he wants you boys and girls. He wants to save you now. He wants you with himself in that glorious scene that we've been speaking about. Oh, open your heart's door and receive him now. Receive him now. Just a few more verses. And what else became before me was in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and he rose again according the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. The gospel, good news. God's good news to you and I. Christ died. He died for you. John's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. And now there was a set of vessel full of vinegar, and it filled a sponge with vinegar, put it upon a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. It is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Oh, that work of redemption was finished. Christ died. Verse 40. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen. Let's go back first to verse 32. We can't miss this. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record and said, his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. Oh, that ye might believe the good news that we have to tell you this afternoon. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christ died for you. And then down in verse 40, and they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes and spices of the manner of the Jews to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. In the garden, a new sepulcher, when was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Therefore, because the Jews' preparation day for the sepulcher was nigh at hand. Jesus died. He was buried. Yes. Was that the end? No. Let's go on. Let's go to chapter 28 of Matthew. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. And verse 1, and the end of Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. He rose from among the dead. He's living on high in the glory. He's calling for sinners to come, just as you are. Oh, he wants to save you, dear boys and girls and young people. He wants to save you now. Another story, which is a touching one too. We had a neighbor that lived a wicked life. He was known to be a wicked man. The gospel had been presented to him. He wouldn't have it. And so he got very sick and had to go to the hospital in Des Moines. We asked our dear brother Whitaker if he would go to see this dear man. And so he willingly went to see this man, sick nigh unto death. And you know what this man told Brother Whitaker? He said, if I had to live my life again, I'd live it the same way. But you know, the report came that when he died, there was screaming all up and down the halls as he went into a lost eternity without God. It's true. If you don't accept the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the precious blood that was shed there, that soldier put that spear in, you'll be lost forever, and you'll be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, how solemn. We've heard that just a little while ago. I had another neighbor. The tractor rolled over. He was pinned under the tractor for about 3 hours. The acid out of the battery, he could see it flowing toward his face. He couldn't move. He called and he hollered. No one there. He was out in the field. And it kept flowing, and it came into his eye. His eye is blind today. He couldn't do anything about it. He was tied. He didn't call upon the Lord. He didn't know the Lord, and I don't believe he knows the Lord yet today. Oh, I've talked to him about the Lord. Others have talked. And you know what he told me? He said, I have my own thoughts about God. He had his own thoughts about God. Oh, how solemn. God tells us faithfully and truthfully that we're sinners and that he came to save sinners, seeking to save that which was lost. Oh, dear ones, this afternoon, I urge you, if you're sitting in that chair still in your sins, don't listen to the enemy, Satan. He'll drag you down to hell. and we had brought before us the blackness and the darkness. Oh, to think you're going to have a conscience that will eat on you in that lake of fire, that confinement, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You'll remember this very meeting because you're responsible to God. And it'll eat on you through all eternity. Oh, don't listen to the enemy. Come. Come just as you are. Tell the Lord Jesus, yes, I know I'm a sinner. And I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And he'll save you this very moment that you sit in that seat. Oh, dear ones, I urge you one more time. Come to Jesus. He's willing. He's ready. He wants to save you. He wants you to be in that glorious scene with him forever, happy. Don't put it off. God speaketh once, yea, twice. God spoke to me twice. I don't know if there would have been another third time. But I thank God from the depths of my soul that he worked in my heart. All praise to him. He did it all. I didn't deserve it. I deserve to die, to be punished for my sins forever. But oh, God loved me so much that he sent his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, down into this world to shed his precious blood that I might be saved. He's done it for you too. Will you come? Come just as you are. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Shall we pray? Our loving God and our Father, how we thank thee for this wonderful time we've had together, these 3 days to be over thy word and with the gospel given forth so many times. We pray if there be any soul in the room this afternoon that has never accepted thee as their personal Savior, oh, may they listen to thy Spirit pleading with them. May they open up their heart's door and receive thee as their personal Savior. We count upon thee, Lord Jesus. We bless and we thank thee for all what thou hast done. We owe it all to thee, blessed Lord Jesus. And now we pray for our dear brothers and sisters that have invited us and have been so kind to us that thou wilt bless them. Help them, Lord Jesus. They've been so made such a blessing to us. They've been so kind to us. Reward them richly, blessed Savior. And now we thank thee for the food that's been prepared for us. Thou hast seen about us, Lord, given us all things. We just pray to bless it to our bodies. We not forget those that are traveling. Oh, be with them, keep them in the palm of thy hand. May they arrive home in safety. Reach one of us here too, Lord Jesus, as we separate, but thou keep us in the hollow of thy hand. We ask these things, we give thee thanks. We praise thee, Lord Jesus, in thy worthy name. Amen.